Give you 10 seconds. This is killing my whole game plan. I was trying to like download one of the secessions, and somehow the sky thing is not letting me do it.
Download it when you get home.
I know, but I was just trying here to make sure I could, because that's the whole game plan for when we're flying to LA.
In February.
Literally, this is what I'm doing.
You got a couple of months before then, Jason.
Hey, bro.
The level of disappointment you had. It was like, are we flying to LA today?
That's strong advice.
Are we going to Super Bowl tonight?
That's strong advice. That's strong advice.
Very angry.
That's strong. I was trying to figure something out. I was like, man, you know, let me do this and let me get it ready. And you just told me how much
you're excited.
My time I was wasting. You're like, come on, bro. Come on. Stop wasting time. This year's me and I. Fully focused on myself.
Are you trying to be authentic? Busy trying to get this wealth. We do the show on Tuesday.
Yeah, right? Show's on Tuesday. Tuesday night comes out. Please watch.
And we talk so much prior to the show, right?
Hours.
Then we talk on the show, right? Yep. And then we do the other show that comes out Saturday.
Yep.
And we talk so much prior to that.
Yep.
And then during and then after.
Yep.
So it's like it's very little football left for us to discuss when we come on here. Like, it's very little football. Like, we've talked so much football. Then you're doing Sky.
I know.
We talk so much football. It's just not that much left to discuss.
Well, I'm just going to peel back the layers here. Our Tuesday shows. Let me tell you how the magic happens. We talk to some producers. We get in there, our producers. But nothing happens until OC says it happens. Literally, I look at OC and I said, bring the magic. And he sits there and he asks questions to everybody in the room. And then we go out and film a show. So, yeah, you are thinking
a lot. Of football, though.
Yeah. I got to give you some credit.
Yeah,
well,
a lot
I
of
was
going
to give it to you anyways. One of our friends, I won't reveal their last name, but their first name is Karen.
Okay.
Married to an Andy.
Okay.
She tells me the other day, she's like, listen to the podcast the other day, you know, love. She's like, I love everything except when you talk football. That's the parts I skip over.
That's pretty interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, you spend time at her house. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just, you know,
I feel her.
Yeah. She's just like, hey, so we can't help it sometimes, but football is surrounded by broader topics of life.
Speaking of a broad topic of life, Jason, I was out to dinner with my wife, Layla.
Shout out to Layla.
Yeah. And something happened that I don't know how I feel about.
Okay. Let's dive into this.
She was getting up to go to the bathroom, and she knocked the knife off the table.
Okay.
Knife fell on the floor. Mm-hmm. And I picked the knife up immediately and put it on the table.
Yep.
Now, Layla, when she was doing her pageants training, when she won those things, you know, she went to school for etiquette.
Because that's what you have to do.
Correct.
Yeah, that's part of the pageantry.
Right. And she told me, right, that if a knife falls on the floor as part of etiquette, you know, you don't pick that up. You wait there. You sit there and wait for the waiter or the waitress to come by and pick that knife up. And I was like, what are you talking about? She was like, no. That their etiquette says that if anything falls on the floor, you're not supposed to reach down and pick it up. The waitress or the server has to come over there and pick that up for you. And I got to be honest with you, Jason. The first thing that came to my head was, I wonder where that comes from.
Oh.
Right? Like, I wonder where that's...
Right. Yeah.
Where does that mentality come from, right? And then on top of that, I just, as a person, I don't know how I would feel. I don't know. I couldn't do it. Like, I could not.
And this is
I could not do it. A waiter comes to my table to claim I pick up the plates and I hand it to them, right? Like, I'm that type of person.
Always trying to be helpful.
I don't understand that. And why is that part of etiquette for you to drop something on the floor and you just sit there like this? Yeah, you're like this. And let the servant come over there and pick up the it's ridiculous.
The first thing you said when you were going through this
yeah.
scenario, the all of a sudden a light bulb goes off in my head, and I said, oh my gosh, I don't have etiquette.
Yeah. You ain't got no etiquette.
I got no etiquette.
Because you
know nothing about
right.
this.
You don't know nothing
of
about
course
that.
I'm picking it up. And I'm what I'm going to do is pick it up and put it to the side to say, this fell.
Yeah.
I never knew that. Never even thought it was.
This is the true story.
Is it? Wow. I mean, she's really trained at this.
Trained. They went to like a month long pure etiquette. So,
yes.
Like, you know how the forks, I don't even know the proper way to use the forks.
I've learned that.
Right?
Like, yeah, I have learned that.
I don't even know
that. I
read
a book called How to Be a Gentleman. That's what taught me that. Bro, I did not know that off
the top. She's telling me all these things. You're like, no, you can't use that one. You got to use this one. You can't use this knife. You got to use this knife. You can't use this spoon. They're trained at this, and that is etiquette.
But you don't need to know it because you got Layla.
No, it's not that I don't need to know that because I got laid. I don't need to know that because I have money.
I got indigestion. I got a cramp in my side.
What is all this? What are you talking about? It's etiquette.
But
you got to use this fork and this knife. I want my food, and I'm going to eat my food right now.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah,
Do you think you remember how you said back when you grew up and how things were
yeah.
and the privilege?
Yeah.
But you always hung out with the people that were working there.
Yeah.
And those were your friends.
Correct.
And you were always involved with them and the things they were doing. Do you think that is why you continue to do the things you do? Like, I've seen you, like, your plates, this, you're yeah. just very helpful. Is that part of that?
Okay.
More than a mentality.
I think
is mentality.
I think that is part of it. I think that is part of it. And I also think that there's another part of it. And the fact that is, even though I grew up very privileged, when I came to America, I wasn't privileged, right? And so I had to live, like I had to do those jobs, right? Like I was a busboy at IHOP, right? Mm-hmm. Like I used to wash dishes at Applebee's. I did room service. Like I've done construction. I've done those jobs. Mm-hmm. So when you've worked those jobs and you've lived in what's considered poverty, mm-hmm. you gain a greater appreciation for people. And you're mm-hmm. not just gonna. Like, for me, I'm like, what do you mean by I can't pick up this knife? Like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. But I guess maybe if you've been in a situation where you've never been in those jobs or never been in that environment, then maybe you think that's the right thing to do. I don't know.
Okay, this is fascinating because I've seen this happen in two ways. I've seen and I've been around people with an enormous amount of wealth that are so humble, meek, and behave the way you're talking about, you're describing. I've seen people that get money that have been in poverty situations or had to grind their way up, whatever, and they get the status and they get the money. I'm not talking about athletes. Mm. These are other people. They are nasty when they get to the top.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Like, they feel that now that they've made it, they do it. If you are, sometimes they feel like if you're providing a service, they feel like they own you.
Yeah.
For that service. I mean, it's the most uncomfortable thing I've ever seen and been around. And I would no longer find myself in any situation when I'm with them because I cannot, I will not allow that behavior to be anywhere near me. But I've seen it and it shocked me.
Yeah.
You would think, why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Like, what about your life and insecurity are you suppressing that makes you behave like that to people?
Mm-hmm.
Just like when people get into people's, like when you're talking about TJ getting in the car and the cab driver.
Yeah.
And you think about, like, people get in cars, it's a lot of times it's young people, and the level of disrespect to the person transporting them.
Yeah.
Not young, I want to take that away. A lot of people. And you're just like, yo, you don't, what makes you think you own this situation?
Yeah. Yeah. I think I heard a long time ago, and it's the truth. You can actually tell a lot about somebody by how they treat people who they don't need, right?
Yeah.
or how they treat people who are working for them. Like, you can tell a lot about.
Totally agree.
Yeah, and it's the truth.
I've seen the truth in this industry we're in, and it's lucky. I'm very lucky because I'm in this industry with you. So it's like, whatever happens, bro, I'm in the corner with you, and I don't even care, right? So I will say that's easy. I'm in a very privileged scenario because you got my back. But I've seen people in this industry work, and if they're miserable, they want to make everybody miserable. Yeah. And they got a little bit of power because they're the person that people are watching that day. Mm. They're the perceived talent. And it's like, why?
Yeah.
What is the reason? And it's because they know in that scenario, in that situation, for that finite amount of time, they can flex.
Yeah.
And they use it. I laugh all the time. All the time, OC. And what I say in meetings, I say, if we want something changed, you better ask OC. Don't ask me. You better ask him. And I say it because you don't use your power.
I don't, yeah.
But we see people do this in all walks of life. People are doing this within their household. It's like when you have leverage, that's when you need to check yourself at the door. That's when you need to be so self-aware and make sure the decisions you're making aren't based on using this leverage for I don't even want to say negative. How you're using the leverage. Yeah. You know, how are you? If you're using it because you're trying to make something happen, you're a CEO of a company, you're trying to make a situation better, I get it. That's leverage. You have to be a decision maker. But when you're doing it for self-serving interest and you don't know, that's a problem. If you know and you do it, hey, you're that person.
Yeah.
But if you don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's a very interesting thing you bring up. And I think that a lot of times what people fail to realize is, number one, we have a short life, right? And then on top of that, life is so unpredictable. You know what I mean, Jay?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, life is so unpredictable.
Yeah.
Like, you can go from heaven to not heaven in the blink of an eye. I've experienced it, right? Like I've lived it, right? And so when that happens, for me, it's like whenever somebody is not in a position that you're in, you actually treating them correctly and you doing right by them and you being just a good person, in some form or fashion, it can be looked at as selfish.
Yeah.
Because you just don't know when you're going to see that person again, right? You literally have no idea. Now, you talk about all the things that, you know, the way that we've been, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, imagine a situation arises, right, where I no longer have.
Yeah.
And I'm no longer in a position to do anything,
right,
but you do.
Right.
You know what I've done all these years?
Sowed
seeds. I've deposited so much, right?
A lot of it's no paying it back.
Then I'll be like, you know what?
It's no paying it back.
Jason, I'm messed up right now.
Yep.
I need you to do this for me.
Yep.
And you know what's going to happen?
Done. It ain't even. It right? Ain't, it's,
so, but now imagine if it was the reverse.
Right.
Imagine if, you know, I had flexed and and then inevitably something happens to me, right?
Yep.
And now where am I turning? Where am I looking? You understand what I mean? And people just don't have that.
And at
that time,
the people are really trying to put you down in the dirt.
Dude. Oh, they want to bury you.
Oh, it is relentless. I remember a guy told me about a player I played with, nice guy. Man, this guy did a lot for me. But he was a complete opposite with you as far as how he appreciated people's time and respected it, right? You always say that. I mean, he didn't do it. And the guy said one time, he said, man, I hope he's always all right, because if he's ever in a situation where he needs something, people are going to remember all this. And I was like, dang. They were like, they'll never forget. And he said, these are some powerful people. He's, you know, just wasting their time. Yeah. And if the table turns, it's going to be like that. You know, that's fascinating because, you know, as I sit here and think about all this. And one of the reasons I got into finance was the thing you talk about. When you first said that, it was like, this is why I found my way into finance, because of that fear.
Mm.
That fear of what could happen. And I always thought of like how we set up our lives is playing defense. Like now I'm playing defense.
Yep.
Because it's attacked from all angles, right? And I'm trying to really solve worst case scenarios and go through this in my mind. So I do it over and over, and I've done it so many with my own life, with people I work with life. So you kind of become insensitive to it, mm-hmm. I think, when you're looking at it and you're going through the process. But a couple years ago, it just, and I think it's because of, you know, I have a 7-year-old, like it, this fuse lit for me where it just became, as I do it, it's so personal and scary because what you said is so real, like, you just don't know.
Yeah.
And all you can do is sow seeds. Like, that's it.
That's it.
That's it, bro.
That's all you can hope and just hope for the best.
Man, that's it. Like, I sit there and I tell, like, going to school with my daughter and the things I say and the way I try to show her how her daddy is and how much I love her and how proud I am, because I just don't know, bro.
Mm.
Like, but she's going to always say, this is the way my dad approached me. These are the things he said. This is the way he showed me love. That's all I got, bro.
Yeah.
And a huge life insurance policy.
That's going to help.
That's going.
That's going to help.
It's big, OC.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you got to do that. Got to do it.
Got to do it. Nah, you're going to be all right.
You're going to be happy.
I got daddy got a couple assets. No, I don't. I don't want that. Nobody listening. I don't got nothing.
I think we got to tell Karen right now to turn off the –
Karen.
Turn
Karen,
it off
Karen,
right
Karen.
Now because we're going to go into some football.
We're going to
go back. We'll go back. Yeah. So sorry, Karen.
And thank you for Thanksgiving, Karen. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. Okay. So what happened in the football world? Let's give the people who are paying our – who are paying our salary, let's give them something.
Yeah, no, we always will. I will say this, though, and this is what we were talking about, and this is truly where I think the league at, and it kind of ties into what you were saying, somewhat. And, you know, I was just thinking, OC, we look at these teams now, and we look at who's playing well. And the one thing I thought, and I always think of your little key words, lazy, and I always thought about this. You have evaluators in football. They're bringing talent into the team and whatever and all that, right? Mm-hmm. We get all fascinated by who are they picking, huh? But as the season progresses, bruh, it's about who's a teacher, who's a coach, who prepares their team, their players, and deals with what they have. They don't complain about what they don't have. They don't sit here and try to act like, oh, I've won in this year and that year, and this is just supposed to happen. Mm. And you didn't do it, player, and oh, you're the problem. They get better.
Mm-hmm.
They get better. Even players we laugh at, we might joke about, they get better.
Yeah.
When you look at New England, this team, every week, bro, is coached up. They've got better.
Yeah.
You look at Green Bay. I'm telling you, Aaron Rodgers is a fun character.
Yeah.
They've gotten better. You know, I mean, you look at Tampa Bay. They keep getting a little better.
Yeah. Let me ask you this then, Jay. Let me ask you this. Because that's a very big, that's an outstanding point you bring up, right?
Thank you.
I want to talk about the quarterback position in the NFL.
I want to listen.
Right?
Yep.
So we look at what New England has done with Mac Jones.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And if we look at the very end, I'm talking about like the Super Bowl winners.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
That quarterback always has a certain style of play.
He does. For the most part.
For the most part,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So there's been a fascination with all these, with the other things, and rightfully so, because the NFL is constantly evolving, right?
Yeah.
Constantly evolving.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you know, if this kind of quarterback is there at the end, do you think that now, because when you look at a Mac Jones, right? Mm-hmm. If you look at his skill set, what is he? You know, he's very intelligent.
Yeah.
He has a good arm, processes information very, very quickly.
Yes.
And they plug him into a system like New England system, and he is not the best rookie quarterback. He is one of the best quarterbacks in football right now.
Scary, right?
As a rookie?
I know. But is that coaching? Is that the situation?
Good. Now, they had an unhealthy Cam Newton last year. He was unhealthy.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm.
Different team, though, O.C.
Well, we can say. Is it really?
Yeah, they got. Remember how much money they spent in the offseason?
Yeah, with the tight ends.
They got better. Last year, they got
That's
better.
That's fair. That's fair.
But that's it fair. Doesn't take away from your point.
Correct.
I'm just adding in a slight stipulation.
Right.
Because
that's
your
fair.
Point is I agree with.
That's fair.
Which is Mac Jones in that situation.
Yeah. And I don't know if maybe the whole shift might oscillate back to the standard way the traditional way of the quarterback, right? But with a more intense focus on coaching and you know what I mean? Making sure that because
this position has to be coached right in the NFL early.
100%.
Because you're messing these kids up. Yeah. You're messing their career up by how you coached them early. I had a great coach I remember early at Zim.
Mm-hmm.
The way I learned how to play DB and learn how teams were attacking me, I mean, that came from Zim. Like, I was like, yeah. And my DB coach, I'm not going to, you know, when I went to Houston, the DB coach, he's gotten better. But at the time, it wasn't like that. And I was like, why are we not? I learned a way better way last year. You know, like way better way of how we approach these game plans. I got a question for you.
Yep.
And stop talking about myself. I just got excited. When you talk about the quarterback position in the Super Bowl, you can say this because you've ran through the playoffs, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you've seen it firsthand and played against them.
Mm-hmm.
Different, okay? I think, and I'm asking, the quarterbacks you're talking about and the skill sets they have, there's a reason. To get that far, you have had to show three different ways of probably playing. Teams are going to say, you do this good, take it away. Mm-hmm. You adjust. Oh, he did this good. Okay, we got to try something else.
Mm-hmm.
So you evolve into this playmaker that it's in a game. You don't know what's happening. They start taking away stuff, you got answers.
Yep.
The guys who got answers to the test are the quarterbacks you're talking about.
100%.
It has nothing to do with any kind of athletic 100%. Ability. 100%. I mean, it does. But that's unless you have an unbelievable defense, the Ravens and what was that?
01. Yeah.
Where that's different. You know, that kind of stuff does.
Ravens 2000.
Yeah, that kind of stuff does happen. But most of the time, you have to be able to change the game.
Yep.
That's what Mac Jones did against Tennessee.
Crazy.
They were not going to let him run the ball.
Yep.
Play action, boom. You know, throwing the out route, you know, moving the ball. Mm-hmm. It wasn't crazy, moving the ball. That's your point. And
I agree.
I'm not saying Super Bowl quarterback.
Yeah, no, we're not saying that, but you can't take something away from Mac Jones or quarterbacks who are going to be there at the end, to your point, and think you're going to win the game that way.
Yep.
It's not going to happen.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
It's not going to happen.
Yep.
Other guys, you can take away this. Okay, he can't throw the ball outside the numbers.
Yeah.
So we're going to take that away from you.
Yep.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Exactly.
This guy can beat us running the football. We're going to take that away. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
This guy likes to throw the ball across the middle of the field. We're going to take that away. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
Right?
What are you going to do?
So if...
And it don't have to be all on him, but the team. What are you going to do?
Period, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so if that quarterback isn't able to do that consistently, you can't. You just can't win.
You can't.
Can't do it.
You can't. this is good. Because this is where we always talk about this, bro. We always talk about the season and what matters and where we are. This is what matters. Now you look at – but you got to – I say I put a caveat on this. There are the certain guys that are so ridiculous at making plays that you're like, I just don't know what's going to happen on that Sunday or Monday or Thursday.
Yeah.
And it could flash.
Yeah.
It might not be consistent, but it can flash. I mean, Lamar throws four picks, bro. Was it four picks?
Four.
Four picks and they won.
Yeah. That defense stood tall.
It did. Him. But he still made.
Can't do that against a good team, Jason.
Agreed.
Can't do that.
I'm not going to disagree with that. I agree. But He still makes stupid plays.
Yeah, all the time. Great plays.
He still makes dumb plays. Mm-hmm. But all of this, dumb in a good way, is that your point of lazy. Mm-hmm. You used to say this early on. I used to laugh, it was funny. But I now understand exactly what you meant behind that entertaining word when you were saying it. You're like, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
This'll win you. This'll keep your job.
Yeah.
This'll win your games.
You there.
But you're not going to put a ring on your finger.
Same thing that happened with Philadelphia, the Eagles.
Look what they did. They said, okay, you're going to have to beat us throwing.
You're going to do something
Jalen
else.
Jalen Hurts, you will have to beat us throwing.
You're going to do something else.
That's what the Giants said.
It's not going to be this.
You're not going to run the ball.
Right.
You're going to have to beat us throwing.
Them dudes was averaging 200 and something yards a game rushing. Everything coming into that game, they were like, oh, Philly has found their quarterback. All that talk about Watson, forget that they found their quarterback. And I looked at this, I was like,
What? Yeah.
This is lazy. This is lazy.
The L word.
It's lazy, Jason.
I'm with you.
Lazy.
Yep.
You can't. You're going to win a couple of games. You're going to win games here and there. You can't progress with that. But then guess what, Jason? They need something. They got to put something on the board, right?
Yeah.
This is Philly. We got to put something up there, right? We got to show some kind of progress.
Yeah.
But it's not going to.
You
can't win consistently like that.
And is that the problem because of the lack of parity in coaching staffs?
It has to be.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you can't.
It has to be.
People are fighting for their jobs. They want to win games, keep everybody happy. And you cannot
they
develop.
They just do what they can.
You can't develop.
Do what they can to win now.
I totally get it. Yeah. But now that we're talking about the right teams, listen, I'm gonna throw this out to you. This quarterback can do it both ways, Aaron Rodgers, right?
100%.
Okay. No doubt.
Just throw out the QBs, I'll tell you.
Can Dak do it in both ways?
I haven't seen it.
I agree.
Consistently haven't
Tom
seen
Tom Brady.
It. 100%.
Yep. So he's top. Question is, can Kyler Murray this year?
We haven't seen it.
Okay. Matthew Stafford.
We haven't seen it.
Yep. I mean, Patrick Mahomes.
We've seen it.
He just has to turn it on.
Yep. Russell Wilson, we've seen it.
But that team, a shell of itself.
A shell of itself. But we've seen it from him.
Tannehill?
Haven't seen it.
Right. And we're talking the top of the AFC South.
Haven't seen
it. And the one thing, this team would be dangerous.
Mm.
If he could do it, Carson Wentz.
Let me put a little caveat in Carson, because we haven't seen it, right?
No, we haven't.
But I got to tell you something, Jay. That season he was having, bro.
It's never been the same.
But I'm saying, you remember that season
when he was going to win the MVP?
Yeah. Oh, I was like, it was.
We've never had that again.
Yeah.
We've never seen that again.
Yeah, but it was cool to watch.
Yeah, it was cool.
It was cool to watch. But so we haven't seen it.
So now when we look at how this thing's going to shake up, it's very early.
Yep.
We've named.
We know who's going to be there at the end.
unless teams have hot games, right?
We know who's going to be there.
And somebody falls off. But when you talk about the quarterback who has solutions to the exam,
yep.
If you come out with a whole different paper and he's like, I've never seen this before, but I know what to do.
Yep.
I know what to do.
Yeah. A-Rod, Tom Brady. Patrick Mahomes.
You say Dak. I say Dak healthy.
I haven't
healthy.
Seen it.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it. You haven't seen Dak. Kyler, we haven't seen.
Are we picking our Super Bowls right now?
No, we're just talking about
good teams. Is that
what
we're doing?
We're talking about good teams.
Is that what's going on?
Because
process of elimination, we letting people know
no.
who our picks are going to be?
I'm saying who the best teams right now. All right, in the AFC. It's New England or KC?
New England, KC.
I don't have no faith in the Bills.
New England, KC.
Right? That's yep. where I'm coming right
haven't
now.
Haven't seen it.
Right?
Haven't seen it.
So out of them two, and in the NFC, I'm thinking.
Green Bay, Tampa Bay.
And Arizona.
Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But that team is good.
Yeah, they're a good team.
Yeah.
They're a good squad.
If he doesn't. So I'm thinking Arizona, Green Bay, Tampa, them three.
Yep.
Those five teams, to me, we just discussed.
They're going to be there at the end.
They have gotten better. They've gotten
Don't hedge, man. Are they going to be there at the end? I'm saying they're going to be there at the end.
Yeah, I think two of those teams will be there at the end. Yes,
okay.
Out of that. I do.
Okay, cool.
I hope.
I like that.
Yeah.
We gave the people what they want.
We gave.
Now let's talk about what we really want to talk about.
Do we got questions or what? No,
Let's get some questions. Oh, J-Bo, you got to leave soon.
Yeah,
let's get some questions.
We're fine. I kind of wanted to know about the...
That story's not going anywhere. We'll give it to him next
week. That's true. All right. All right, OC. These are some Ask OC, Ask J-Bell with a hashtag in front of it.
Okay, we're back. We're back with that.
Yeah, yeah. This is Simon. You know, Simon is he's corporate. Yeah. So, you know, he actually is not kind of corporate. He's kind of not, but he is. So, all right. Sandra Van Roy. That sounds like someone who has etiquette.
Mm.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers, you must have been in our ear. Do you think Aaron Rodgers will be with the Packers next year, especially after Jordan Love's first start? Greetings from Belgium.
Wow, from Belgium. Were we like ranked number 60 in Belgium at some point?
Yeah, for me, you are the number one podcast, not number 66.
That's it.
Shout out to Sandra.
That's it, Sandra.
Yeah.
That's it.
Love it.
If I'm Aaron Rodgers,
yep.
I would stay in Green Bay.
Yep.
If I'm the Green Bay Packers, I will give him whatever I can to keep this guy for another couple of years. I'll do that. I would.
All he did was solidify the check that's going to get wrote.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, and now it's kind of like, are you going to stop this?
Yeah.
Are you just going to
stop this nonsense?
Stop
this. Yeah.
I know I'm tough to deal with. Do you want to win?
Yeah.
Do you want to roll? Stop.
I mean, it is what it is.
Stop.
It is what it is.
Just stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm with you. I'm with that.
That's the answer.
Yeah. He'll be there.
And you know who's probably going to love it more than anybody?
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he can ride out this whole contract.
Another couple of years.
And then if he balls one game, then somebody, he hits free agent, and they're like, let's get us Jordan, get a try.
That's incredible. Imagine that. Imagine you were a first-round pick, Jason, right? Maybe a top 15 pick, right? And then, but the guy in front of you was like a baller, right?
Yep.
And then you had to sit back there, collect that whole first round pick check, and then your last year, you just ball.
Just like two
you
starts.
Just ball.
Everybody's like, or ball in practice.
Oh my
so
God.
So people are talking like,
oh,
you gotta see him.
We gotta pay this guy. Oh my God.
You know, that's how Matt Schaub got the deal with.
Atlanta.
From Atlanta to Houston.
To Houston.
Because he was Vic's back up there like, man, this Schaub kid is all right.
<That's>
it worked out. All right. Phil B. Okay. B-E-E. O-C. Okay. Phil B. Hello. The Patriots. What? Did Simon just? These were ready. You didn't just write these. My goodness. All right.
We're in tune with our listeners.
We are, bro.
That's all that is.
It is. That's really good. Hello, the Patriots. 8-4 and on top of the AFC East, ahead of the Bills, was Mac Jones the best of the 2020 draft class of QBs? Did Bill Belichick catch everyone sleeping on Mac?
We don't know, and we'll never know the answer to that question. All we can say is he came to the right situation.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah, because we don't know what Trevor Lawrence or Zach Wilson would have been if they would have went to New England.
Don't know.
We know they're the best coaches in New England. We know that.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You know, we just don't know. That's the answer to that question.
I mean, I hate to say it, but Trevor Lawrence's head coach the other day was, I guess he was asked a question after the game, and he said, I don't know. We're going to have to ask the offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Would Bill Belichick ever say that?
Oh, he'll know.
On to the next question.
Yeah, on to Cincinnati. On to Cincinnati.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just let that live.
Yeah.
What would he said?
Mm-hmm.
I have to ask somebody else about the number one pick?
The buck stops with him.
Boom.
Yeah.
Shout out to Tony the Yorkshire Man. Am I saying that right?
Yorkshire.
Yorkshire,
right?
Tony Yorkshire. The Yorkshire Man?
Yeah, Yorkshire.
Like a Yorkshire. Do you like a Yorkshire pudding?
I like Yorkshire tea.
Really?
I drink Yorkshire tea. As a matter of fact,
is that what's in the cup?
Here is Yorkshire tea.
Tony, are you hearing this?
Yorkshire tea, right here.
My man, OC. And I'm looking at the tea thing.
Yeah.
It is. It rolls with him everywhere.
Yorkshire tea.
And it's Yorkshire tea.
Full of sugar. As a matter of fact, it's sugar mixed with. It's actually sugar with a little bit of tea. That's how I like mine.
That man said he got sugar tea.
You know how they bring one or two cubes? I'm like, what do you just give me the whole thing? I pour the whole thing in there, man. I like
you
my
got sugar tea.
Sugar. It's pure sugar.
What happens when that sugar high comes down?
You already know. That's why I was so commissant when I was like, Cam Newton's a sugar high. I understood it. Because I know the feeling.
You know the crash.
Oh, I know it.
You said I lived there. My stomach is hurting so bad today. It started off. It's not it's way up here. I know the feeling.
That's a sugar high, man. I'm back.
I know what that feels like when you come down from that sugar high.
I mean, you can't tell me. You can't tell me that didn't look like a sugar high.
It was a sugar high.
I'm back. Okay.
That man was in the cold tub 2 days afterwards. I shouldn't have acted like that. That's like when you're older and you don't have this problem, but if I go out and try to kick it like I used to and be in the spot, be ready, I'm here, J. Bell in the house. I'm in the bed like I had major surgery. Oh, they like, what'd they remove, J. Bell?
Shouldn't have done that. Shouldn't have done that.
They removed my soul. Shouldn't have done that. All right, Tony.
Oh, man.
He said, listening to old podcasts, laughing so hard. Keep it going, boys. You bring smiles in a sad world. Mm. Man,
we appreciate that. That's much love.
Yeah, that's much love, Tony. Sorry it took so long to get to your question, but it was it actually made sense after reading it. Appreciate it, bro. Really, really, really appreciate it. That's it for the Jason and OC podcast.
I'm back! Like, shut up, bro. Sit down, bro. Just go sit down.
Just sit
down. Just go have
that sugar high was real.
Oh, my God.
This week, Cam looked.
Oh, man. My God.
I'm telling you, he looked like somebody's daddy who did the daddy daughter day and went out there sprinting and blew both his hamstrings out. He is done.
You know, the team, no matter if Cam back or not.
He talks
like, what?
It don't matter if Cam back, you still got the ball. That's how Simon talks when he's putting together the podcast. It don't matter what Simon do on the edit, you still got to deliver. Simon can't do everything. We out. We're done. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Simon can't do everything.
Simon can't do everything. Y'all got to deliver. Simon, if you cut that out, I won't ever do a podcast again.
Oh, my God.
Don't cut it out. We're done.
I'm with you, Jason. I swear to God, I'm through with you.
Simon don't want to stop recording. Why are you still recording? Stop this.
Gale, swag, Gucci, bag. Gale, swag, Gucci, bag. Gale, swag, Gucci, bag. Gale, swag, Gucci, bag. I do not run, came from the slums. What you know about flipping just to eat and take care of mom? Now we live life, Cirque de la Soie. Girlies wanna come, hang, bang.